This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. Honesty, integrity, hard work. It's the way you live and the way we bank. Bank of Colorado has been a family-owned, community-focused bank for generations and will be here for generations to come. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
Time you read about it in the Wall Street Journal, it's already too late.
Nobody knows if the stock is going to go up, down, sideways.
The only problem you're going to have is that you didn't buy more.
Let me lock in that trade right now and get back to you with my secretary with an exact confirmation.
All right, buy or sell time. Do you buy that Diggs is going to work out? Because I think it's fishy that Houston's quick to go. Yeah, we're gonna waive the rest of your contract. We're just gonna do the year. We're gonna waive it. That way we're not like, you know, stuck with you. And you have a history of being kind of a prima donna. Do you buy that this thing's gonna work out and that Diggs will be a long term Houston Texan, re-sign, re-up with them maybe at the end of the year?
I don't buy it. This reminds me a lot of Odell Beckham Jr.
Kind of.
When he went to Cleveland. It was that weird because he was like, oh, he's one of the best receivers, and how is he going to fit with Jarvis Landry in that wide receiver room? And like I said earlier, I think the Texans feel good about who they have. And
yeah, young core.
Stephon is kind of a nice little piece on top of that.
So how about this one? Do you buy or sell? And I'm with you, Angel. I'm selling it. I think he's a great receiver. I think he's going to have big numbers, but he'll be looking for the next thing, whatever that might be. But the next question is, are you buying or selling that Allen has a part to play in this? Or is this just a case of Stephon Diggs wanting more targets? And he had a ton of targets. So stupid. Is Josh Allen to blame partially for how this went down?
Yeah. I think, you know, you see the videos of them arguing on the sidelines or, you know, just the rumors of the tension that they had. And then you'd see a video of them at practice. Oh, they're doing high fives and rock, paper, scissors. See, they're best friends. See, it's weird that relationship with the quarterback and especially a guy like Josh Allen, who is the Buffalo Bills as far as their franchise goes.
Yeah.
And, you know, maybe a sense of resentment or disappointment in that. Their 4 or 5 year window never really amounted to much.
Yeah, man. Well, now you look at Gabe Davis is gone. Diggs is gone. 2 years ago, they lost Singletary. Like, the weapons are going away for the Buffalo Bills. So that's a guy you don't want to lose. But you also got to cut bait at some point. And, man, he's causing a lot of turmoil in the locker room. I'm going to sell it that Allen had anything to do with it. Because, again, Allen's numbers were great. Diggs' numbers were great. What more do you want? And I know you're frustrated in the games, the playoff games and that kind of thing. But come on. Buy or sell. Rockies win. Home opener. Austin Gumbel. That's how we're saying his name.
I can buy it. A lot can be said about their start. But it's kind of a fresh start. Home opener. You know, at least the one time of the year you're going to see that field packed out with fans. Go out, have a good day, have a nice day. Get that, you know, have a good weekend if you can, but start today.
They got to win sometime, right? You can't lose 161 games, right?
It's never been done.
So, you know, you just start going off of the, you know, at some point they're going to win. They're going to win. Is it going to be today? I'm not buying it. I'm not buying it today. I'm just not buying it. Gomber wasn't great, but they did win when he was the pitcher. But I have lost faith in the pitching staff for this team. And if everything, it's like you said, they have to be perfect in every other area, and they are not. They are not that. So I think the losing continues. They'll win eventually, but I think the losing continues today. buy or sell? And I already know the answer, but it's setting up our next conversation. Gilbert Arenas. You remember Gilbert Arenas? He played for the Magic a little bit. He played for the Grizzlies. He was... Who else did he play for? Why am I blanking out? He played for a few teams. He played for Washington. That was his main team. He had 3 years, Angel. 3 years where he was really good. He finished 12th in MVP voting 1 year. He finished 8th in MVP voting another. His best season he ever had. He averaged 29 points a game, 6 assists, and a couple of rebounds. He was on Shannon Sharpe's podcast video thingy. I don't know if it has curse words, Angel. So he goes on to say the whole thing that we heard a while ago, like Joker's the worst MVP ever, you know, of all the guys coming up. Do you buy or sell that Joker is not one of the great MVPs, which is a dumb argument? Do you buy or sell that he's down in the bottom of the totem pole? When you look at all the great MVPs, is Joker not one of the big names?
I mean, is he a Michael Jordan, Kobe Bryant, Steph Curry type?
No, and LeBron hardly anybody James? Is.
No. But Jokic has emerged as a different type of player in the twilight of LeBron James's dominance in the league.
Why don't players like Gilbert Arenas like Joker?
Wait, sorry, that was a confusing question.
Why don't players like Gilbert Arenas like Joker?
Okay. I don't know. Is it because he doesn't conform to the media, to the NBA lifestyle? You know, is it because it's just because he plays in Denver and they don't watch him enough to really understand it? Or they'll see another big man like Giannis or Embiid do it and be like, whoa, that's the greatest thing I've ever seen. This big old lanky white guy can't possibly
understand what they're seeing. And I know Gilbert Arenas knows more about basketball than I'll ever know. But I still sometimes think that these guys that grew up a certain way as far as how to watch basketball, how to view basketball, how to play basketball, they don't understand what they're seeing. A 7-footer that has the finesse and the footwork of a guard and the passing ability of a guard, shooting ability of a forward, big man ability of a big man, you know, like the big moves. They don't understand what they're seeing. Giannis, powerful human being who can handle the ball a little bit, but he's powerful. Joel Embiid, same thing. We get that. Luka Doncic makes sense for what position he plays. Jamal Murray makes sense for the position he plays. I still maintain that they're not watching. They see the stat line and go, oh, big man in the paint. But like Russell Westbrook, did you see his post game?
I did.
They said, hey, what similarities do you have with Joker and this ability? And first off, ain't nobody like me, is what Westbrook said. A guy that maybe shouldn't start in the NBA anymore and his best days are behind him? You got it. There's plenty of those guys, though, however. He said, there's nobody like me, nobody like Joker. He wasn't, like, over the top, though. Like, and again, does he need to be? No, but he almost seemed annoyed that he was getting asked the question about Joker. And they did win, so I can, to be fair. But Gilbert says Joker is the worst MVP winner in the last 40 years. Like, why is that even a debate? Is that... I didn't even realize that was a debate until Joker won it. How often have we ever debated who a better MVP was? We just know that they're MVP and now they're in sacred territory.
Yeah, and going back to like the highlight reel of play, Jokic hasn't... You know, his shot's nice, but it's not the prettiest looking fadeaway jumper, or, you know, he doesn't leave the ground very much. And that's something that we don't see a ton in the NBA. And, you know, I won't say he's the best defender, but he's also not getting 4 or 5 blocks a game because of his size.
Yeah. No, he's not the best defender. He's not. But he does also have moments where he plays pretty good defense. He does.
He plays very smart defense.
He's kind of an average physical defensive player, but a above average mental defensive player. Fair?
Yep.
Okay, is he better than Jordan? No. Is Nikola Jokic better than Charles Barkley?
Yes.
Charles was a great rebounder. He could score too, but Joker's better than him. Hakeem Olajuwon, that's up for debate. Joker's better in my mind. The numbers.
Sure.
David Robinson?
He's getting there.
Yeah. Karl Malone?
I don't know.
I have to pull up stats of these guys. I'm just going off the gut feel. The numbers might be there.
Where's he at with a guy like Tim Duncan, who maybe doesn't have the awards, but has the championship pedigree of it?
I think he's better than Tim Duncan. Tim Duncan had two perennial All-Stars on his team, and Joker has not had an All-Star.
How can you say this? Michael Jordan had Scottie Pippen. Ask anybody that studies basketball and that knows basketball. They will tell you that Scottie Pippen was good enough to be a marquee superstar player if he was on a different team. The Bulls still made the playoffs when Jordan was out playing baseball. You think the Nuggets are making the playoffs without Nikola Jokic? Hell no. And I'm not even saying Joker's better than Jordan, obviously. Just saying that when we're talking about MVP status, Jordan's team actually fared okay without him. They were still in the playoffs. Joker's team, what do you got? What do you got?
It's a funny tweet. Jokic's significant achievements, two-time MVP, NBA champ, finals MVP. Arenas' significant achievement, bringing a gun to a locker room.
Yeah, I saw that. And listen, I don't want to be the guy that's like, hey, you weren't as good, so you can't talk about him, because then I certainly can't talk about him, right?
Sure.
Is he better than Kevin Garnett?
They're almost equal.
Steve Nash? Steve Nash was a hell of a player in that time. Yeah. He won two in a row. Dirk?
He's right there with Dirk.
Kobe. So there's four or five guys that are upper echelon MVPs. But again, this debate never existed until Joker won, because you guys can't freaking handle it. You can't handle it, so you got to find a new debate. He's winning them, so now you got to debate it.
Yeah, and even the last two with Embiid and Giannis, it's still, you know, that's a great debate for our time right now. It's who of those three do you consider to be the best at their position or in the league overall? And you can go different. There are pros and cons for each of them, but it's the fact that we're having a conversation about three big men and not Steph Curry and a point guard or another forward. The game itself is changing. Victor Wembanyama is the future of what this game is going to look like.
Well, and big men that can handle the rock a little bit and can shoot outside shots and pass a little bit are changing the game. They are changing the game. Is Nikola, like, I'm gonna say this, Angel. I think Nikola Jokic is better than Kevin Durant. I don't have the numbers. I mean, I'm sure Durant's numbers are there. He's been around a little bit longer than Joker, right?
Yeah.
I mean, quite a bit.
He's better when Seattle had a basketball team.
He's better than Harden.
Yeah.
Joker's better than Harden. Harden's a good basketball player, but he sets the game back. His style of play isn't fun. Sorry, it's just not. He's better than Westbrook.
Westbrook won his MVP when he was just stat padding.
He
stat padded more than Jokic did, because a guy at Westbrook's position wasn't trying to go get that many rebounds and assists.
There's a lot of guys on this list that I think he's better than, which is stupid because all these players on this list are phenomenal. All these players on this list, a good chunk of them, are going to go down in history as some of the best players of all time. Maybe Russ doesn't fit in that category, Russell Westbrook. Maybe Derrick Rose won't, because he didn't play a lot, you know, at that high level all the time. And injuries and stuff like that. I just think it's a ridiculous debate. I do think this is cool, though. If Joker can get it, which we think he's getting it, right? He's getting his third, more than likely.
Well, the odds might have changed after last night.
I mean, he had big numbers last night.
He did.
He would join Moses Malone, Larry Bird, and Magic Johnson as the only guys to have three. But he would also be in the company of the other greats, of the guys that have more than two, and that's Malone, Bird, Johnson, Wilt, LeBron, Jordan, Bill Russell, and Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
Yeah, Jokic is still minus 4,000 on the odds. Luka is up to plus 2,300. So, yeah, I mean,
I think he's the best. I think you could make the argument the opposite way, Angel, that he might be one of the best MVPs, because he has to face everybody that doesn't like him. The media, the writers don't want to write his name down. Watch ESPN, watch any of those programs, and those are guys voting, guys and gals voting. And it turns their stomach to talk about Nikola Jokic. What's her face? The reporter hadn't watched any of his games until last year in the finals.
Lisa Salters.
I could argue that he's better than most, because of everything that he's fighting against.
It's ridiculous.
It's weird how the love comes out for Luka and Shea, and not to say that they don't deserve it, but so does Jokic. And I'm with you. I don't understand where that, he's just not, I don't want to talk about
it. They either don't watch the game or they don't understand it. They don't understand his game. I'm sorry. I have to belittle them if that's the way. Dixon says, hey, Brady, I'm not sure if you guys decided on the punishment for the staffer with the worst bracket. I think it's going to be Brian or Bruce. If you haven't, maybe you could make the loser have to go watch the Rockies like twice a month until the end of the season. That would be rough. Be nice, though. All right, let's take a break. I'm out at 1:30, so we'll wrap up with what did we learn on the other side. It's the whole show powered by Chevron on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 at 1310 KFKA.
Hear from the legendary Coach Bruce Dick and the biggest names in preps on Coach Speak. Weekdays at 10 on KFKA.
This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. Honesty, integrity, hard work. It's the way you live and the way we bank. Bank of Colorado has been a family-owned, community-focused bank for generations and will be here for generations to come. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
It's Jerry Schimmel, the voice of the Colorado Rockies and formerly voice of the UNC Bears, and you're listening to The Whole Show.
The next time you get angry over a bad play, remember you need teamwork to win, not arguments.
Now we know.
And knowing is half the battle.
Hey, hey, what do you say? We all had a special day. Now turn to a friend and say what you learned today.
All right, what did we learn on this fifth day of April? I learned that no matter what the Joker does, the national media is never going to buy in. Stephen A. is not going to buy in. Doesn't want to come to Denver if the Nuggets are in the finals. It just is what it is now. You're right. Aaron texting in says, after all the BS last season with the MVP race, I don't know how anybody in Colorado can watch ESPN. It's so frustrating. And, you know, again, I go back to Lisa Salters saying she hadn't watched any of Joker's games since the finals. Like, she just started seeing him in the finals last year. You were in the bubble. There was only four teams left at one point. You didn't watch the Nuggets, and you didn't watch the Nikola Jokic, the two-time MVP. You didn't watch his game. It's just, the timing's off, I get, you know, with East Coast, West Coast stuff, I understand. But this is your job. Watch the damn game. And Gilbert Arenas, man, like, he was a great player at one point, but why are you speaking on this? Like, out of nowhere, just Joker catches a stray from you. So I learned that the national media is never going to give him his love.
Yeah, it feels like maybe a late push to, you know, the narrative of voter fatigue, and they don't want to vote Jokic again as the MVP when you got a guy like Luka or a guy like Shea, and they're great players, but it just blatantly ignoring what Jokic is doing in the last 4 or 5 years is just, it's not cool.
No.
And this isn't us whiny Nuggets fans.
It's unprofessional.
People.
I mean, I'd feel the same way if, like, we knew there were other... Like, they don't talk about Shea very much either, do they? Like, I don't hear his name that much.
No, but He's more in the up-and-coming spotlight. He's kind of like what Ja Morant was a few years ago.
Yeah, and again, those guys fit the mold of a certain... of how a player, as far as what they look like on the floor, fits the mold. You know, Shea, this is why Jamal Murray, if that guy goes off, he gets so much love. Remember the bubble? Joker was the best player on that team, but it was when Jamal went off that the media went nuts. Because there were other reasons involved there, too. Jamal was leaning in on a lot of the political stuff, and that was a very political time in our life. Luka, though, Luka looks the part. He scores he's got the great shooting ability, the ball handling skills, the point guard, basically, right? So those things are just always going to attract the national media. They don't understand Joker.
Well, they'll give him credit, but it's not like...
It's a backhanded way.
Yeah.
Everything they say is backhanded.
It's like, oh, Jokic had 42 points in triple-double the other night. Okay.
They started the highlights the other night after the Spurs win with Wemby nearly had a quadruple-double, Joel Embiid's coming back, the East Conference standings, oh, and the Nuggets win. Joker had a monster night.
Like, Wimby got the stat line there. They got smoked. They're the worst team in the NBA. And Wimby is going to be the future, I agree. But they're the worst team in the NBA right now. And he almost had a triple-double. Almost had a quadruple-double was the story that beat out the soon-to-be three-time MVP with, like, 46 points or whatever he had, 42.
Yeah, it's like, he's great, but it's like, he's great, but we're just not going to talk about
well,
it.
Well, and they also do the, yeah, you're right, he is. He's the best passing big man I've ever seen. That's a slap in the face, too. Because he's not just a big man, and he's not just a passing big. When they talked about Shaq, did they say Shaq's one of the best big men ever? No, they said one of the best players ever.
Is it because they know he would never come out and try to, like, I don't like what the media says about
him? I don't know. It's hard to know. Like, Lisa Salters is not a gotcha media person. Mm-hmm. She just didn't educate herself, and she was being nice about it at the time when she said it. I'm sure she didn't mean ill will, but her saying, I've never seen him play before. He's astonishing. And it's like, why? You cover the NBA, right? Wouldn't you cover the two-time MVP?
I mean, it's not like they came out of nowhere.
No.
He's been in the league for 8 years
He's
now.
Gotten progressively better every single year.
And his story is fantastic. You know, the weird meme, like, oh, he doesn't care about basketball. He just wants his horses. Yeah, because that's just who he is. And he's a quiet guy. He's a humble guy, but he's also a fun guy. And he likes to have energy when he's hitting big shots and enjoying his teammates.
It's so stupid, Angel. It's so infuriating. Most of the time I can put it away. But then when you see Gilbert get on, and I didn't watch it. Did Sharp even defend him? Did Sharp defend Joker a little bit?
Kind of. He was like, what do you mean by that? Like, trying to get him to explain a little bit more.
But come on, Sharp.
No, he's Colorado guy. Not compared. And no, we're not saying Jokic is the greatest MVP ever.
He's not the greatest of all time. Could he be? Sure, if he plays another 8 years and they win more titles and he gets more MVPs, he could be. That's realistic. Starts with number two, though. Angel, what'd you learn?
Oh, all of that. And I think that the Rockies can win their game today.
They're going to win the game today.
I think so.
Well, I hope they do.
I'd like to see some of that Coors Field energy and Tovar making a nice double play or something.
Nolan
home
Jones
runs.
Launch
Have they hit
it.
A home run this season? Maybe once or two.
Tovar, I think.
Two or three home runs.
How many home runs do they have?
I'm going to go under five.
Tovar has one or two, I think, right? Well, and the other thing is, personally, our boy Tanner's, he's going through it, Angel. He's going through it, man. He looks stretched out of his mind after all these Rockies games. He looks beat up. All right, we're going to send it over to Jack Corrigan and Jerry Schimmel as we bring you Rockies coverage coming up today. And then we have Avs coverage tonight. So it just doesn't stop here. We're looking forward to it. That's going to do it for us. Good night, Northern Colorado. Happy home opening day for the Colorado Rockies.
This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. Honesty, integrity, hard work. It's the way you live and the way we bank. Bank of Colorado has been a family-owned, community-focused bank for generations and will be here for generations to come. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.